Welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello. Could you tell me your name, please?
Hi, my name's Chloe Martin.
What course are you taking?
I'm currently studying game art and animation.
How did you find the experience of the world record winning game jam, and how does it feel to win?
I found the experience unforgettable and has really made an impact on me. Rubbing shoulders with a wealth of knowledge, being thrown into the deep end with people I've never met before and creating a team and a playable game was just overwhelming, let alone winning the competition.
After finding out the theme, how did you get the idea for your game Royal Rush?
We chucked around lots of ideas, mainly focusing on the theme, but it kept it simple as possible, taking into account what the platform was and how to make it as easy as possible to make within the time we got. We chose the final idea from working out which mechanics would be easy to develop, considering we only had one programmer, and making it as fun as possible. The idea came from an old school game called Frogger. Trying to avoid traffic for the sense of urgency, which gets players really excited.
Some people may know we worked together at the Gadget Show Live after winning the 2011 Game Jam. What do you think makes a winning game?
I think the limited time that the Game Jam has, it needs to be as simple as possible, but flexible enough to expand if you have time. Make sure the game is as easy as possible for the player to understand. However, I think the enjoyment is a major factor. You need to grab the player's attention, make them excited when playing, and so they want to come back to it again and again. And let's not forget having a great time behind the scenes.
Who inspires your artwork?
I love fantasy and technical design work. I don't have a favourite at any one time. I get a lot of my inspiration from fellow students on the Train to Game course.
What is the most dramatic or exciting thing that you've done in your life?
I would say probably the game jams run by Train to Game. Every one of these events I've been to has been a great experience, and I've learnt so much and met some great people.
What's your reason for getting into the gaming industry, and how will getting into the gaming industry change your life?
I just love games. Being part of making ideas come to life for people to get enjoyment from experiencing games just gives me such a buzz. It's already changed my life being part of this course. It has opened up so many experiences, meeting people who inspire me, creating games from scratch and seeing people play your game, enjoying it is a great satisfaction that I want to take to the top.
What is your greatest ambition?
My greatest ambition is to inspire people with my work and just to be part of the future of gaming.
What's next for you and your career?
Well, I'm determined to find a job within the game industry in 2013, successfully finish my course and work on improving the game Royal Rush, ready for Windows 8 Marketplace.
What's your story? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
I think the main reason is being brought up with the game consoles and the satisfaction of learning how to play a game and how the game makes you feel when you're consumed in it. To this day, I think back to the games that made my childhood amazing. Before this, I never thought games was really a career, I guess. I studied and enjoyed art most of my education, and one day just put my love of games and my talent together and has opened up this path for me. My passion for games has driven me to what I want to become in the future.
Thank you very much, Chloe. Good luck with everything you do in the future.
Thank you for having me.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.